Okay, first involvement was T2. And here was an attempt to apply the same kind of technology as was used on D1, on T1, which was 1.5 on wire pairs, rapidly with 6 megabits on a wire pair, got yourself into a crosstalk problem. Crosstalk on cables. Various approaches were taken to attempt to alleviate that. The final solution was the solution I found most application, actually, the original application period, was to develop a new so-called low cap cable, low capacitance cable, which was a new wire pair cable that had lower capacitance than existing cables to lower the cost of it. And that permitted to get 6 megabits on wire pair. As I said, that never found very much application. The next attempt I was involved with was to apply 274 megabits on a coaxial cable. Coax, of course, had bandwidth. I remember the first experimental results we got, which we were very happy about. And this was, I remember the date, it was in 68-69, it's a BSTJ article. We wanted to check the date. We were able to get approximately 1 mile at 274 megabits. Transmission 1 mile before you had a generator set, which was quite a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And again, that's just a little application.
What about the optical?
The reason these systems found little application was that the radio spectrum is a free resource. You didn't have to pay for right away. There were two reasons. One was spectrum. Radio spectrum is a free resource. You have to pay for right away, so the radio systems are quite a bit cheaper. The digital systems require right away, which is very, very expensive. So they had a penalty against radio systems. The second reason is that the analog systems have able to achieve larger capacity in the same transmission medium as digital systems could in those days. And the overriding perspective within the Bell system in those days, which was driving all of this, was minimum cost. So the analog systems were cheaper than the digital systems. Digital systems never really got off the ground, of course, in that. And one of the things I remember was a number of years later, Bell System had a write-off of $6.3 million worth of investment in analog coaxial cables because it was the wrong technology, because digital was finding application, but it did take the development of fiber systems.